Now it's, of course, I told you, Rav Putin is taking the time out to come to Schusper, for us at the yeshiva, Schusper, me personally. Rav Putin, besides being a Rosh Yeshiva, is tremendously asuk in Yanni HaKlal, literally Yom HaBalayla, and taking time out to come tonight to us to give some Divei Chizuk, a tremendous Schusper to us, and we really appreciate it.
I just want to say that there's a concept of Almanas Kein Loina Darti. When Rabbi Adler asked me to come, I didn't know I was going to have to speak in the presence of Gedolei Yisrael. Rabbi Adler is a younger God of Yisrael, the old Ziknei, Rosh Yeshivas. I feel humbled, and I probably wouldn't have agreed to come if I would know that the Gedolei are going to be sitting in the audience. But it's not menanimus to get up and walk out. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that why do we blow with a shofar shalayel? So it says to the maskir to bring up the zikaron of Akedas Yitzchak, and because Yitzchak's Akedah was Tmuroi Nishchat Ayel, that although the Akedah didn't end up being with Yitzchak, but the Kaddish Baruch Hu was Mazmin and Ayel, and he was Shechtin in his stead, but that's Akedah's Yitzchak, the Shechting of the Ayel, Rashi says in Parshas Vayero, this should be considered Avraham Avinu as he was doing the Shchita and the Makriv, the Ayel, that was instead of Yitzchak, was included in it, was a replica of Akedas Yitzchak, and it's considered for all the generations. Akedas Yitzchak, Akedas Yitzchak, Lazaroy Ayoim, Beracham and Tiskor. So we shecht with an Ayel because to Lahaskir Akedas Yitzchak. But then the Gemara adds a line, Umalani Aleichem. And the Ribbono Shel Olam considers it as if ikadetem atzmechem lefanai, as if we're bringing ourselves as an akeda in front of him. So by blowing with a ram's horn, it's reminiscent of the original akeda, which was a ram, and that ram was ki'ilu, it was Yitzchak. And now, when we blow the shofar, we blow the shofar shalayil, so it's as if Kadosh Baruch Hu considers it mala ani aleichem. Kadosh Baruch Hu considers it equivalent of kiilu, as if ikadetem atzmechem. We brought ourselves as a sacrifice, as a human sacrifice lefan. And in itself, it's a maimar kosher. What does the words mean? Blowing with a shofar is considered as if we're an akedah. But it's even more difficult because the akedah itself is a ke'ilu. And the gold standard of that ke'ilu was Avraham Avinu's sacrificing the isle instead of Yitzchak. So now we have a standard by which to adhere to. And now we're just by blowing the shofar and bringing up the memory of that akedah is equivalent to our doing our own personal akedah. Something that, to make it something more plausible, something that we could have a feeling in, would be worthwhile if possible. The mitzvah of shofar is in Parshas Amoyadois, the seventh month, the first day of the seventh month is Shabbosoin Zichroin Trua. That's a pasuk of Kiya Shofar. The Gemara learns out the amount of sounds that we blow with the Shofar from three psukim. That pasuk, Shabbosoin Zichroin Trua, pasuk in Pinchas, Yom Tua Yir Lechem, that we bring into davening, Batit and Shechmono Hashem Elokeinu B'Ahava. Yom Tua Yir Lechem, That's a pasuk in Pinchas. And then the Gemara learns out the pasuk in Bahar, Avartem Shofatrua Bechodesh Hashvi, which really isn't referring directly to Rosh Hashanah. It's referring to the once in 50 years when we have a Yovel. But still, those are the three psukim from which we learn out the amount of kolos that are incumbent on us to blow midaraisa. Now, for those who are acquainted, Emor is called Parsha Samoados in the Gemara. Pinchas is called Chumash HaPekudim, and it's not Parsha Samoados, it's the Korbonos. It's the Korbonos Akavuos Lohem Zman, is the Parsha in Pinchas. The Mitzvah of Shofar is mentioned in Parsha Samoados, and it's also mentioned in Pinchas, in the Korbanos. Yet you look in the Rambam, in the Chinuch, they bring the mitzvah Yom Teruah Yilachem. The Moni HaMitzvahs bring the mitzvah from that pasuk, and not from the pasuk in Parshas Emor. Of course, we all know that there's an asmachta in the Gemara that when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, so the Rabbana made a takana we shouldn't blow, Shema Yavirenu. But they amasmich it on Zichron Trua, that on a regular Rosh Hashanah it's Yom Trua, and on Shabbos it's a Zichron Trua. But that's only an asmachta. The Raisa, the Pasuk, is a regular Pasuk that commands us to do Shofar. And Faket, we learn out the Minyan HaKoilos from there. But we counted the mitzvah, we moined the mitzvah from Yom Trua Yilucha. So, Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that although Hallel, the mitzvah Hallel, we do with Tefillah Shachris on a Yom Tov, where there's a mitzvah of Hallel, so we do it together with Shachris. Tkiyah Shofar, we do with Musaf. The Gemara brings a Gzeirah. The Malchus and the Takona, so we knew that they wouldn't expect us to be in shul that late, so we pushed it to Musa. But the Yerushalmi says a different reason. The Yerushalmi says you don't have to come on to a gzeira. No, but nay, shemitzvah sayoin the korbanos. The Torah commanded the mitzvah sayoim of shofar in the parsha of korbanos, Yom Teruah Yilachem. So the source behind the Rambam and the Chinuch and the Moni HaMitzvahs is of Befeirush Yerushalmi that says that the mitzvah of shofar, that the Torah wants us to know there is a mitzvah of shofar, which pasuk is the mitzvah, it's Yom Teruah Yilachem. The other psukim are like kilu, like accessories to that pasuk, from which we learn out Yalfusis of the Min, just like Mavartim Shofar Teruah Lachodesh Hashvi has no connection to Rosh Hashanah. It's only a Yalfusa, it's only a Drasha. So the same thing, Zichron Teruah, is just to add another Pasuk. But the Pasuk remains Yom Teruah Yilachem. As a state in Yerushalmi. But then the Yerushalmi goes on. And the Yerushalmi says a little bit of a Divrei Agada. He says, the Chola Korbanos, if you look in Parshas Pinchas, all the Korbanos, Oregel, Oboyadois, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Shmini Atzeres, even Yom Kippur, all the Korbanos, it says, Vehikraftem, Ishe, Oila, Lashem. Meloshen Korban, the Shorish of Vehikraftem, is bring a Korban. The only Yom Tiv that there's a different Lashon in the Torah is Rosh Hashanah. It says Va'asisa. And the Yerushalmi says right in in addition to this Chazal of this memory of the Gemara, the Pnei Shem Mitzvah Sayoyim B'Korbanois, the Yerushalmi adds this. B'Chol HaKorbanois, the Torah says V'Hikrafta. And Rosh Hashanah's Korban, the Torah says V'Asisa. So the Yerushalmi learns out from that the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, the korban of Rosh Hashanah, transcends the animals that we bring as a carbon. Nor, we'll soon read the words, but the remaking of the person in the process of the Mishpat of Rosh Hashanah, that the Mishpat of Rosh Hashanah serves as a catalyst for a person to go in Bedin, and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, some kind of a remaking of himself. That's Vasisa. You asisem, an expression of Yerushalmi, kilu you asisem atzmechem mikadosh. You reinvented yourself, so to say. And that's why it's not just a regular carbon, and the kavanas ha-carbon is part of the thoughts that a person is supposed to have when he brings a carbon. Is nefesh u'yakriv, he's supposed to include himself in the offering. He's not just bringing an animal to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there is this, the animal is symbolic of himself being offered, his nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Rosh Hashanah, it's even more than that. The process of Rosh Hashanah, and the Avodas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah, is where the person, where the human being, somehow gives himself up by remaking himself. He's doing some kind of a very lofty level of karma. I just want to read the words in the Yerushalmi. Amar Rav Acha bar Papa Kumi Rav Zira Shan Yehi. The reason shofar is different than Hallel, she mitzvah sayoyim b'musaf. Because the mitzvah of the day is in the musaf. That's where the Torah brought the mitzvah. Amar Rav Taklifa Kesaria Karye. You can read it in the pasuk. Karye Oma. The pasuk says so. Yom Teruah Vasisa. The Yom Teruah is the Vasisa. And in the carbon, it's somehow related to Yom Teruah. You went through the din, and you came out b'shalom. You came out in peace from the din of Rosh Hashanah. Means you did what it took to survive the din of Rosh Hashanah successfully. Is Mala ani aleichem, same words like it says by the Akeid in the Gemara, ki'ilu nivreisem ber yechadosh. As if you were recreated into a new creation. Nivreisem ber yechadosh. And the Yerushalmi is teaching me that that's the ultimate hakravas karvin of Rosh Hashanah. Of course, it's all the offerings, like in every karvin, in every moed. But in Rosh Hashanah, through the Yom Teruah Yir Lachem, what's really transpiring is that a human being has an opportunity in the Avodas Hayom of a Rosh Hashanah to somehow transition himself into a different human being. That's different than what we do on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we do what we have to do. Where we have to deal with the particulars of our avoinas. That's tshuva, the avoidas ha-tshuva. Rosh Hashanah is maybe a prerequisite to doing a proper Yom Kippur. But that's not what we're doing on Rosh Hashanah. Faked is in halacha, you're not supposed to, even some poskim say you're not supposed to say chatonu lefanecha, and if you do say it, you're not supposed to show that it's a vidu. They say you're supposed to say avinu malkeinu chatonu lefanecha, va'af al pikein avinu malkeinu ein lanu melech elo atas, like a shevach. to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Not a vidut. Because that's not the job of Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh Hashanah has in it so many gifts. And so many, it's laden with opportunity for a person to somehow, in the spirit of Rosh Hashanah, to remake himself, to fundamentally change. I saw on some of the tables, the kovets, you must be someone who's learning Baba Kama here. And in Baba Kama, this truck in Meruba, Agoiz Leitzim, about their laws of Shinui. And that's an analogy to which, you know, Shloisha Dvarim Karim Zadina Shaladam. It's to keep a role, Shinui. We have, Shinui is, it's not all that outlandish. You know, Heim Velo Shinui Yehem. In Cain Shagodal Yachziv in love. Definitely, when you do Shinui to be Koine, it doesn't mean it's unrecognizable. It's the same core items. But it's undergone meaningful, permanent change. Shinui She'ena Chozel Ebriyasai. And like Chaim writes, in order to be Koine, it has to be an all-encompassing Shinui, not in one area of the item. But you could compare what is expected, what potential a person has on Rosh Hashanah to this concept of Shinui. To be nishtane, to change. One of the most difficult things for a human being to do is to change. But it's an all-encompassing change. You know, there's so many examples where we could check on ourselves. Are we or aren't we changing? Or to let go. So many times we have difficulties letting go grievances. Not because, you know, you wonder, it says in Chazal, Kol ha-mavir al midosav, mavirin lo yakol peshav. It's not just words. Kol ha-mavir al midosav, mavirin lo yakol peshav. And Derech Hashem explains it in Rosh Hashanah Agav when he speaks about the Shofar. He says there's a concept called Mishpat, which is above Din. In Din, it's not understandable. You could have whatever issues you have, but if you're Mavir al Midaisa, if you let go, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets go, so to say, Kol Peshah. That's a Mishpat, he said. It's a Mida Keneged Mida. You think about it, letting go is such a difficult thing. And we're talking about letting go when you're in, quote unquote, in the right. But just to let go, you know how much tragedy there is out there because we can't let go. How many families are broken, and how many disputes there are, and how many friendships are destroyed over not being able, over wonderful people not being able to let go. If a person in the spirit of Rosh Hashanah finds the resources for a moment to let go, because Rosh Hashanah is about Melech, it's about Malchus, Tamlichuni Aleichem, Zichroina is keeping Ashrei Yish Shelo Yishkachecha. Understanding the significance of the day, and the Sana Toikev, Kedusha Sayoim, who Noir of Oyev, to understand the significance, what the day resent, what the day involves. So sometimes pettiness should naturally fall by the wayside on a day like Rosh Hashanah. Habits. So many times you keep on getting encumbered, pulled down by habits, by habitual behavior. And we know in our heart of hearts it's destructive, it's debilitating, so many of these habits. But we don't have the resources, we don't have the strength, we don't have the energies to let go. But in a day like Rosh Hashanah, and everything that it involves, the atmosphere of Rosh Hashanah, the the davening of Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah sayom of Rosh Hashanah. Very little time left for indulgence in such a thing. It's a different kind of maybe. It's built for this Beri Chadosh, for this change, for this transformation, this fundamental transformation of the person. Not just improvement, undertaking Asei Tov, letting go Sur Meira on certain issues. No, it's deeper than that. It's somehow the person, it's almost like a trade-in. You know, like you're trading your car. After so many years, you get a new one. It's almost like a trade-in. You're trading in your old self, and you're being remade in the process of the Yom HaDin into a different person. And that's the basis, and that's the ultimate carbon. For a person to let go, to change, to let the habits go, to acquire different work ethics. So many different things. In each person, it could manifest itself differently. That's vasisa. It's a different kind of carbon. And that's, Yerushalmi teaches us, that's mitzvah sayom, the carbon. There's a third chazal, a medrash in Tehillim, Yalkut in Tehillim. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, kapitel kofalov. The capital of Tfilin Lohani Kiyatay. Yam Nivra. Yahal El Ka. So the Medrash asks, there's going to be Umma Asidol Yiboros. There's still going to be a nation that's going to be created. It's impossible. All the nations are created. They all come from Adam Arishon and the Dora Flaga, the only nations. And that's it. Where is there a new nation going to be created from you? No more creation. So the Medrash has different interpretations, but one of them is Kalapi Adoris, Avra Melech, is referring to those generations, Shehen Kemesim B'Maseya. They're lifeless in their actions. So it's like the worst level. It's just lifeless. Without spiritually not alive. A person could go through the motions sometimes, but just going through motions, there's a certain lack of chios. Yecheskel Anovi says, "Vasiroisi leiv ha'evan mikir b'chem, and asati lechem leiv basa." The Gemara said in Sukkah, that's the seventh name that the Gemara brings for the Yitzhahara, that Yecheskel Anovi calls him Evan. Because Vasiroisi Levan, the very first reference to heart transplants. I'll remove a Lev Heaven and I'll replace it with a Lev Basa. Kepshutai, that's La'asid Lovely, of course. But in a certain way, the Medrash is Ta'am Nivra V'chiyesh Uma Asida Liboris, and he says, it's going for the generations that are kemesim v'maseim, they have no life. And in the process of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they come in and they do what they're supposed to do in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and same language of Beri Chadasha that it says in the Yerushalmi, the Medrash says the same language. They're reborn, born again. And David HaMelech tells the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ba'am Nivra, what should they do? How did they reciprocate? He says, they wait for Sukkot, and they take the Dalet Minim, and they come to Shul, and they say, Hallelujah. Ba'am Nivra, the nation that's Beri Chadasha, that gets Nivra Mechadash, and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, they reciprocate by taking the Dalet Minim and doing Hallel. But again, we see the same concept. So wondering, Pashtus, that's what the Gemara means. That we blow with a shofar shalayel. To bring the memory back of Akedas Yitzchak. And the shofar, the Yom Tuah Yilachem, that says by Kavanos, and the Kavanos say Va'asisem, Beri Chadasha, and Va'am Nivra. It's about recreating ourselves, remaking ourselves, reinventing ourselves, that we all agree is the ultimate akedah. It's the most difficult task a person could undertake, and the most difficult sacrifice, changing old habits, letting go of emotions. Undertaking different levels of work ethic in Avodas Hashem. All that is equivalent to Akedah. Jumping into a fire, Al Kiddush Hashem, is tremendous. But all the Chachmei Avodah say, living Al Kiddush Hashem is a bigger test. Giving up a life Al Kiddush Hashem is a 1 minute of greatness, of rising to tremendous heights. But living Kiddush Hashem, always being cognizant that a person's ultimate mission in this world is to lekadesh es Hashem. Mekadesh es Shimcha ba'olam. That's what we're here for. V'nigdashti b'sayf b'nei Yisrael. And living HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wish and abstaining from the things that he abhors. Thus is gelept Kiddush Hashem. That's living Kiddush Hashem. That's Akedah. Malani Aleichem. Ki'ilu, as if you gave your own Akedah. The shofar arouses within us that ability. But all the reasons that's brought from Rav Sadia Gaon and from the Rambam, Uri Yishenim Mishnaschem, Zeres HaKosav Lovel, Remes Yesh B'Dover, Uri Yishenim Mishnaschem. Uri Yishenim Mishnaschem is also, it's an awakening. It's an awakening. It's an arousing. It's Nari Me'ofa Kumi. Kumi, we're going to lay in an Haftarah this week. Kumi, Oiri, Kiva, Oirech. Kumi. One of the strongest weapons that we have to be able to do the Avodah of both Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur meaningful is the Tfilas Hayom. Are the tefillas that Anshei Knesset HaGdoila established for us, that the tefillas of Amida, different than Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, than a whole year, a different kind of tefillah, so centralized around putting all our issues aside. Rosh Hashanah Kemat, even our spiritual issues are set aside, and it's all about where a human being is able to meaningfully put everything in his life aside and spend hours of the day being busy praying and davening and asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Tikkun HaOlam. It wasn't written not to be sincerely felt. Anshei Knesset HaGdoila established this for all the ages. It means we have resources deep within us to be able to somehow rise to these tefillos. Rosh Hashanah has that power. Rosh Hashanah has that power where we could rise to a level of sincerity in asking for these things. And this is what the whole davening revolves around. Then the Rishonim, the Paitonim, come with all the different piyutim, all about Hashem's glory. You have to really put your private life on the side and be busy and understanding and going back to what you really are ultimately is an Eved Hashem. We're all servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately, and we could rise on a day like Rosh Hashanah to that level, that this is what we're all about. So we're only interested at the end of the day, our primary interest is Kvod Shamayim. So there's another medrash in Tehillim in the same kapitel in Kuf Aleph. Dovid HaMelech says, Pono el tfila so'aror v'loi baza es tfila so'am. So the Medrash says, tfila so'aror is singular, tfila so'am is plural. So he says it's going kalapi ha-doiros. Also, doiros ha-achroinim, later generation, she'ein lohem, loi navi, they don't have a Navi. V'loi Koyen, they don't have the Koyen doing his Avod in Beis HaMikdash. V'loi Mikdash, everything that comes with being in a Beis HaMikdash. Mayesh Lohem, what did Hashem leave over for those generations? Different versions of the same Medrash. But the Medrash in Yalkut, in Kapitel Kuf Aleph in Tehillim, Tfila Shemispalalim B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur. The davening of the Shoshana Yom Kippur is all that's left for us to meaningfully connect with HaKadosh Baruch. It substitutes for nevuah that we used to have, for koyanim b'avoydasam that we used to have, and for this whole Beis HaMikdash atmosphere that we used to have. And today we have only one thing left to really meaningfully connect. And that's Tfilah Shemispalalim B'Rishonim Yom Kippur. Now obviously this is probably connected to the Gemara in Ervin that Yecholni Lifter, I could patter the whole world Medin Tfilah from the day of the Churban Beis HaMikdash till today because of the Pasuk in Yeshaya Zechor Zois Aniya V'Shikura V'Loi Miyoyin, that Am Yisrael is like a drunken, is living in Golos, in a drunken state, in a drunken stupor, not from wine, but from all the galuyos, and the exposure, and the assimilation, and everything that we've gone through all these generations, millennia. We're a shikr velomiyayin, and we know al pi halacha, a shikr can daven, so we can't rise to meaningful tefillah, or al kopanim, we can't be held fully accountable for meaningful tefillah a whole year. At kedei, everybody knows probably Tosfos, both in Baba Basra and in Brachas, things that Yerushalmi, that a person should be grateful to his head, to the back of his head, that he remembers to bow down when he gets to Moedah. So Tosfos brings that from Yerushalmi. Because a person is all over the place during Shmoneh Esrei, and when he hits Moedim, instinctively his head bows down. So Tosfos says, that's Pshat in the Gemara, three things, Ein Adam Nitzol Mehem V'Chol Yoyim, and one of them is Iyun Tefillah, to keep Kavan and Davening is something extremely daunting, and the average human being can't rise to that occasion of Davening perfectly. Yet, there are 2 days, 3 days in the year, where we are accountable for our Davening. The concept of Yom HaDin is so powerful that Yom HaDin makes us accountable for tefillah. And that tefillah is all that we have left. The tefillah of Hashanah Yom Kippur. the Shochat Tov himself writes Tfilo Achas Shemispalalim the Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur. Maybe it means the same thing. Maybe it means even the concept of davening for Kedushas Hashem at such length. And then again, Maloich Kedushas Hayoyim. All that is a different kind of davening. Who davens like that a whole year? But if you could meaningfully somehow relate to this level of davening, that's a tremendous ability. Standing and davening these words with a measure of sincerity is such an elevation. And it's a catalyst for tremendous transformation in a human being. Because there was a moment of, Chazal say, L'David Hashem, Oyri, Oyri B'Yashem Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is an illumination. Things are crystallized, things are clarified in a person's consciousness on Rosh Hashanah. And all that contributes to a potential for Vasisa. All that contributes to a potential for Va'am Nivra. And Malani Aleichem Kilu Ikadetem Atzmechem Lefana. That is, I don't think I'm embellishing the words of Chazal. I don't think I'm saying things that are not a PC or a Shalmi, a Gemara, a Medrash. Of course, it sounds daunting, and it sounds like way above us. But the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah were written for the ages. We don't take out a machzer, you know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away all the excuses when I was growing up. At least we didn't know what we were saying because we didn't know what the words meant. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did us this tremendous gift that all the Mazarim in the world you want, every Perish, every interlinear, and on the side, and with Mefarshim, without Mefarshim, there's no excuses. But today, you know what you're saying. When I was your age, the Mazar wasn't translated, so you had to find Yiddish translation. How many people knew Yiddish? So, Anshe Knesset HaGdolah left it for us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made and translated it for us. We have to rise to the occasion. Rosh Hashanah this year, as last year, Mitzvah Hashem follows a weekend. No yeshiva, no school. We have a weekend of preparation with a Shabbos Kodesh beforehand. Fortunately, Erev Rosh Hashanah is a day without work. It's not a work day, it's a Sunday. So let's utilize the time, and let's prepare, and let's hope to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we can rise to these tremendous levels of V'am Nivra Yahalol Ka Asisem Kilo Asis Nivresem Briya Chadasha and Malani Aleichem Kilo Ikadetem Atzmechem Lefana. Everybody should be Zoicher for a good Gesund Yar Aksima v'chassima toiva together with the entire Klal Yisrael. I feel so bad.